All right, here we are on a Tuesday morning. Boy, have people missed their library for the last 3 months plus. The St. Clair County Library System has been closed, but gradually they are working at getting things reopened now that the state has given the thumbs up. Joining us right now is the director of the St. Clair County Library System, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
So where do we stand with libraries right now in the state of Michigan, particularly here in St. Clair County?
Well, as of June 1st, the governor basically said that we could begin our opening processes for library service to the public. So across the state, public libraries have been instituting their response plans, basically. One of the things that we're doing here in St. Clair County is we are moving a little bit slower because it's our opinion and our concern about our community. We are a sharing organization. We share information. We share education. We share personal interactions. And unfortunately, we don't want to share COVID. So we are being very, very careful about the materials that are being shared amongst our community members. And just yesterday, a report had been released from the Institute of Museum and Library Services that talked about the detectable virus on library materials. And it has indicated after their first set of tests that the virus is not detectable on materials after 3 days of quarantine. So what that means is that we are retooling our software that will allow for a three-day quarantine of library materials before they go and are recirculated out to our public. So in the process of doing all of that retooling and making sure our staff are safe as they come back to the offices in the 11 different locations and how they're arranged physically, et cetera, we are going to be implementing a curbside service starting on Monday. So right now we're not really inviting any patrons into our branches. But what we'll be doing is doing curbside service that will start our process of sharing again with our community.
And so what is curbside service? Explain what that is going to entail.
So basically, if you're a library user, you would have your library card. You could give the library a call, and the staff will take your telephone call and place materials on hold. If you don't want to call, that's fine. You can go on to our library's website and do searches for the books that we have in our collections and place those items on hold. So what we'll do then is we will pull those materials from the stacks. We will process them, check them out to your library card, put them into a bag, package them up in a safe manner, and then we will have you come in for an appointment to pick up your materials, and then we will make the transfer. And that transfer will be touchless or not an in-person interaction for the time being. I realize that there are a lot of folks who are enjoying our community restaurants and hair salons and all that kind of wonderful stuff. But again, like I said, we are a sharing organization, and we just want to make sure that we are doing everything absolutely possible to do our part to keep everyone as safe as possible, yet still share the information and the joys of reading and the applications that we have available.
Allison, is there any timeline as to when you might go beyond curbside and reopen the doors and let people come in and browse and check out books in person?
Yes, we actually do have a response plan loosely based upon the governor's levels of opening as well. But basically, we are moving towards a limited invitation for patrons to come into the library buildings, where we can then have computer work, photocopying, printing, and browsing materials. And we're looking into July, hoping that that will there will be a safe time to start inviting patrons in. Each of our branches is, like I said, a different physical layout, so we have to make sure that we're tooling all of those physical facilities so that patrons are safe. The numbers of individuals who are in the buildings are within the parameters of the governor's executive orders, et cetera, and also so that we have enough protective gear for our staff. We are in the process of still sourcing out plexiglass through the county's buildings and grounds department so that we can have sneeze guards for our staff and patron safety. Of course, all the, you know, the drinking fountains have been turned off, that sort of thing. And we're putting in, the staff are working very hard to put in directional arrows so the patrons who are wandering the stacks and browsing won't necessarily be clustered in certain areas and can continue to physically distance themselves from one another in an appropriate manner.
Boy, a lot to consider, a lot of different things to think about as you get ready to reopen, aren't there?
Yes, it does seem to be a little overwhelming, but I think that as everyone is patient and completely understanding of the complexities of something that we've never had to consider before, and it is really humbling to hear the support from the community for what we do. The fact that we are missed, fills my heart, and we are just so excited to be able to get back to business, realizing that normal isn't going to be the old normal. Normal is going to be the new normal, and we will continue to identify those areas where we can shift our focus to online services. For instance, we will be doing a summer reading program. Typically, by this time, we will have started our summer reading program for youth and adults, but obviously, we're not quite ready to do that. However, we've got a really good plan. Our senior librarian for children's services has come up with a fantastic, wonderful plan that will be shifting to an online reporting system. So when children read their age in hours, which is a process of, you know, if you're 4 years old, you read 4 hours, then you've completed the program and continue on and get prizes and that sort of thing. We'll be having folks log in on a Google Doc and log their titles, log their hours, and then we will be able to distribute prizes to those children who are in the raffles and that sort of thing. So we're hoping to, you know, continue the celebration of summer reading. It'll just look different.
As everything does right now, right?
Yes, it does. You're right, it does.
we wish you all the best in getting things back to normal, back to reopen. Curbside service beginning on Monday at the St. Clair County Library System. And Allison, that's at all the branches, right?
Yes, all of the branches. Yes, so there will be signage, and if you have any questions, or the patrons have any questions, or if you're a new patron and want to start using your library, we invite you to do that. We can get you a library card. Just give us a call. And there is a library board meeting this evening. It is a remote meeting, and if anybody's interested, of course, you can call in and listen in. But we will be talking about the possibility of making some financial changes with regard to how much money we are allocating to electronic resources versus print resources, making sure that there's a good balance, understanding that financially everyone's recognizing that there's a new financial environment that we will have to be aware of, and taking a look at whether or not we are able to work on some projects like going fine free, or looking at different ways of accessing information electronically or programming electronically, that sort of thing. So shifting a little bit more to that as well in terms of our finances and how we look at our services towards public.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of these changes were already being considered, I think. Certainly, you were looking at some changes for the library system, and as so many other organizations have done, it's a sort of forced change, whether you were ready or not, right?
Right. Yeah. These are all wonderful ideas that we have been working on and putting into plans or structures for when we should be working and meeting some of these concerns or needs, but this has certainly kind of pushed the agenda a little bit or shifted it a little bit so that we know, the children not being in school for the last portion of their year, that really did change, how kids are accessing information. And we want to be a resource for those children. We want to be a resource for the teachers. And so we're looking at our databases, our information resources, et cetera, to make certain that we are meeting those demands as best we can.
Allison, appreciate your time this morning. Appreciate all you're doing there at the library, you and your staff. Keep up the good work. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day on this stormy weather.
Yeah. I just heard the rumble of thunder in the background. Take care, Allison.
Thank you. Bye-bye.